from Yankee Stadium. Brought to you by P. Ballantyne and Sons, brewers of the crisp refresher, Ballantyne Beer. Enjoy sunny, mellow Ballantyne Beer along with baseball. And for the 26th consecutive year, by Major League Baseball's largest continuous radio and television sponsor, the Atlantic Refining Company, and your Atlantic dealer. This is Bob Delaney from Yankee Stadium in New York, where the Yankees and the Tigers close out their three-game series. And this, of course, is a vital game for the Tigers. It can be the difference between three games and one game. A Yankee victory today and a sweep of the series would put them 4.5 games ahead of the Tigers, 5 games up on the losing side. However, a Tiger victory today could restore some small hope to their pennant chances, which have gone a-glimmering with the two Yankee victories Friday night and yesterday afternoon. A Tiger victory today would move the Tigers out of town just 2.5 games out of first place, 3 on the losing side. So this is a big ball game for both the Yankees and the Tigers. Of course, a little bit bigger for the Tigers inasmuch as they're fighting for their lives at the moment as far as the pennant race is concerned. Another hot, humid day in New York. Another very large crowd at Yankee Stadium. The grandstand, as it has been for the entire three games, is, for all practical purposes, sold out. There may be a few obstructed view seats in the upper decks of right and left field, but generally speaking, the stadium, as far as the grandstand is concerned, is packed. The bleachers today will have fewer people than in either of the previous 2 days, but again today we'll have a crowd that will be in excess of 50,000. Down below us, warming up, Bill Stafford for the New York Yankees, and carrying the Tigers' hopes, the big right-hander Jim Bunning. Here are the batting orders for the Tigers. Leading off and playing second base will be Jake Wood. In center field, batting second, Billy Bruton. In right field, Al Kaline. In left field, Rocky Colavito. Colavito has accounted for the only 2 runs the Tigers have scored in this series so far, with a first-inning 2-run homer yesterday that put the Tigers out ahead for the only time in the 2-game series. At first base, Norm Cash. At third base, Dick McAuliffe. Chico Fernandez at shortstop. Mike Rourke catching. And Jim Bunning pitching. For the Yankees, leading off, playing second base, Bobby Richardson. At shortstop, Tony Kubek. In right field, the man of the hour, Roger Maris, who yesterday connected for 2 home runs to run his total for the year to 53 to become the second highest home run hitter in Yankee annals. Babe Ruth, of course, being El Premier, number one, but no other Yankee has ever hit in excess of 52 home runs, and Roger, yesterday, went to the 53 mark. In center field, Mickey Mantle. Mickey hurt his arm yesterday while swinging. However, during batting practice today, he found that his arm did not hurt too much if he didn't swing too hard. In fact, he bounced a couple, not didn't bounce them in. He hit them into the seat, swinging very easily. So, the Mick, with a bit of a tender arm, is nonetheless going to be in there today, swinging or bunting at the ball, but in there anyway. In left field, Yogi Berra batting fifth. Johnny Blanchard will catch today. First game that Elston Howard has missed. Bill Scarron, who's wielded a big bat in this series, at first base. Cleet Boyer, the shortstop, the third baseman, rather. And Bill Stafford will try to duplicate the fine pitching performances turned in by Ford, Daly, and Arroyo in the first game, and yesterday's fine effort by Ralph Terry with a late inning assist again from fabulous Louis Arroyo. The umpires have had their pregame confab with a comparatively happy Ralph Houk and a somewhat dejected Bob Sheffing. The umpires moving out to station themselves, and the Yankees will be breaking for the field right about now. The playing of our national anthem, we'll pick up Phil Rizzuto for the play-by-play. Now, our national anthem. Once again, Jake Wood leading off at second base for Detroit. Billy Bruton in center field batting second. Al Kaline batting third in right field. Rocky Colavito in the cleanup spot in left field. Norm Cash batting fifth at first base. Dick McAuliffe at third base batting sixth. Chico Fernandez playing shortstop batting seventh. Mike Rock catching and hitting eighth. And Jim Bunning pitching and hitting ninth. For the Yankees, Richardson leads off at second base. Kubek batting second at shortstop. Maris in right field batting third. Mantle in center field hitting cleanup. Yogi Berra in left field batting fifth. Blanchard catching and batting sixth. Gowron at first base batting seventh. Cleet Boyer at third base batting eighth. And Bill Stafford pitching and batting ninth. Nestor Shylock calling balls and strikes. Cal Drummond at first base. Joe Paparella at second. And Ed Runge at third. And out on the mound, Bill Stafford, who has won 12 and lost 7. Against Detroit, he's had a rough time. No wins, 2 defeats. His lifetime mark against Detroit, 1 win and 2 defeats. Stafford won his last 2 games and has allowed only 1 run in his last 21 and a third innings. Last time out against the Twins on August 30th, he pitched a 4-hit shutout, winning 4-0, giving him 3 shutouts for the year to lead the Yankees in that department. And Stafford's earned run average of 2.63 is the lowest among the Yankees' regular starting pitchers. So the youngster, since he changed his delivery out on the mound, has pitched tremendous ball for the Yankees. As you know, the opposing coaches were picking off Stafford's signs by the way he held the ball while getting the sign from the catcher. Well, he has changed that now and is hiding the ball very well. And it's improved his pitching. Jake Wood leads off for Detroit, batting .257. 16 doubles, 11 triples, 11 homers, 57 RBIs, 27 stolen bases. Coaching at third, Phil Cavaretta. At first, Don Hefner. In the first pitch of the ballgame is a curve that's high, ball one. Wood, a right-hand hitter, stands deep in the box. Boyer in at third. Stafford's fastball hit on the ground by Boyer down the left field line. There's Wood around first and rounds it and holds up as Yogi fires the ball in. So Jake Wood singles past the third baseman, Cleve Boyer, who was playing way in looking for the possible bunt. But more and more, the opposing teams are starting to recognize Yogi's throwing arm in left field. And they're not trying for that extra base. Here's Billy Bruton, batting .260, 10 doubles, 4 triples, 16 homers, 57 RBIs, and 21 stolen bases. The Tiger base running has hurt them in this series so far. The pitch is low inside to Bruton, ball one. They've had men picked off first, men thrown out attempting to steal second, and men thrown out attempting to stretch singles into doubles. It's taken them out of 2 or 3 big innings. Gowron holding first against Wood. Again, Boyer is way in at third base, even closer than he was for Jake Wood. Pitch to Bruton on the inside corner, 1-1.
Wood has stolen 27 bases in 34 attempts, which means he's been thrown out seven times. Bruton, who is up, has stolen 21 out of 25. Kaline has the best average. He's stolen 13 bases in 14 attempts. Rapid set. Change up. Low inside. Ball two, 2-1. On deck, Al Kaline. Nobody out here in the top of the first inning. Wood with a big lead at first. The pitch, curveball swung and a missed, strike two. A curve that broke in on Bruton's fist. 2-2. Now Boyle moves back at third base. Yankee outfield straight away on Bruton. 2-2 pitch, curve, foul tip, and the back of the plate. Just got a piece of that breaking pitch. That was down just around the knees. Jake Wood at first having an amazing year. He struck out 116 times, yet he has 145 base hits. The second high total of hits on the Tiger team. So if he could cut down those strikeouts a little bit, he'd really up that average. Again, the 2-2 pitch. Changeup, foul, back in the television booth. And booted by Mel Allen. Two count on Billy Bruton. Stafford set. Fastball hit on the ground to third. Boyer up with a throw to Richardson for one. No chance for the double play. Richardson threw, but off balance, and Bruton, who can go down the line, beat it out. So it's a fourth play from third to second. Bruton safe at first, and it brings up Al Kaline. Kaline has had a good series so far. He is 4-8 in this series. And for the past month, he's 39 for 116. That's a .336 clip. He is batting overall .309 right now with 33 doubles, 6 triples, 17 homers, and 71 RBIs. And as we told you, has 13 stolen bases. Bruton leading off first. Here's the stretch. Pitch to Kaline. Curve in there. Strike call. On deck, Rocky Colavito. Kaline steps back, looks down at Phil Cavaretta, coaching a third. Outfield playing a little. Pitch to Kaline. It's a pitch out, but Bruton was not going. Elston Howard has been uncanny with his calls of pitch outs in the last week or 10 days. He has called everyone exactly right and has thrown the runner out at second. All right, a 1-1 count on Kaline. Throw to first, Bruton back. Bruton was picked off by Bud Daly in the first game of this series. Whitey Ford had picked the man off first. All right, ready for the 1-1 pitch. There goes Bruton. The ball is swung and missed. The throw to second. Bruton slides. He's safe at second. A good throw by Blanchard, but Bruton had a good jump at first base. The throw was perfect to Bobby Richardson right on the bag, but Bruton beat the throw. So it's a stolen base for Billy. And that's his 22nd of the year. And that gives him a total of 22 out of 26. Bruton has only been thrown out four times. It's a one ball, two strike count on Al Kaline. They had the hit and run on, but Kaline swung and missed the pitch. Bruton at second with one out. Stafford's curve is popped in the air. The third base Cleet Boyer in foul territory is under it and takes it for the second out. Bill Stafford, whose sidearm curve has baffled right-hand hitters all year. But here's Rocky Colavito. Rocky batting .292. Has 27 doubles, 2 triples, 40 homers, and 124 RBIs. Rocky and Roger Maris tied at 124 each, trailing Jim Gentile by two. Pitch to Colavito. Curve outside, ball one. On deck, Norm Cash. Billy Bruton at second with two outs. Rocky points the bat out at the pitcher. Tap it set. Fastball over, strike called, 1-1. Barra, Mantle, and Maris in the Yankee outfield, playing Colavito deep. Mantle shading him a little bit in left center. Maris giving him a lot of the right field line. Pitch to Colavito, outside, ball two, 2-1. Ball, one strike count on Rocky. There's the stretch. Change up, line to left field, that's a base hit. Yogi takes it on one hop. His throw to the plate is cut off by Boyer. Boyer throws to first, but Colavito dives back in, heads first, and Detroit leads 1-0. Bill Stafford threw a change of pace to Colavito, but got it up around the eyes, and Rocky lined a single to left. Bruton scored, and Colavito has driven in all three runs that the Tigers have scored in this series thus far. A two-run homer yesterday, and an RBI single today. That gives them a total of 125 runs batted in, one behind Jim Gentile, who leads the American League. Here's Norm Cash, leading both leagues in hitting. Swings and fouls the first pitch off Nestor Shylock's chest protector, strike one. Cash batting 362, has 21 doubles, 7 triples, 32 homers, 111 RBIs, and 10 stolen bases. Left-hand hitting first baseman. Colavito at first. On deck, Dick McAuliffe. Staff is stretching. Fastball, broken back, ground ball at second. Richardson up with it, throws to first, just in time to get Cash. Nice play by Bobby. But Detroit comes up with a run here in the top of the first on two base hits. No Yankee errors. One man left. And at the end of one half inning, it's Detroit 1, the Yankees coming to bat.
You know, something new has been added to the do-it-yourself list. Yes, now you can... Yes, you can clean the car. Third in the... Facing the hook. How do you use it regularly? The city build up... In time, they expect the action and cause your effect your engine. Up 5 lanes, gasoline, 1,000 miles, ladder continues. Your dirt will be as long as you imperial, you needn't worry about deposits. More people are using imperial. It's a that cleans lane.
Up one. Second against on May 4th. Game of May 6th. Richardson leads. 10 game hit. 2-6. 4 triple. 43. Got 7. Jim tall and lean. He's 6'3", 185 pounds. That's not too lean. Pitch to Richardson is a bunt attempt, missed, strike one. And Bobby had Dick McAuliffe buffalo that third. He bluffed a bunt, brought his bat back as though to swing. McAuliffe moved back, and then Bobby tried to drop a bunt, but bunted right through the pitch. Tony Kubek on deck. Bunny's next pitch, a curve on the outside corner, strike two. Bunning reminds me a little bit of Ewell the Whip Blackwell, who had some great years for Cincinnati and also helped the Yankees to a pennant. He comes by the way of third base, and a right-hander really has to dig in to keep from stepping in the bucket. Two-strike pitch. Curve swung at it, and missed strike three. He got the ball on the outside corner, and on three pitches struck out Bobby Richardson. Brings up Tony Kubek, who came through with a clutch single, driving in two runs yesterday. Tony batting 282. 35 doubles, 4 triples, 6 homers, 39 RBI. Pitch to Kubek is a fly ball to short left center field. Colavito is calling for it. And Rocky makes the catch for the second out. Two out, and here's Roger Maris. Roger Maris batting 273, 16 doubles, 3 triples, 53 homers, and 124 RBI. Two out, nobody on. Detroit leads 1-0. Pitch to Maris. Right, a fastball just above the knees. We notice that Raj has been taking a pitch now and then in the last week or so. Prior to that, he was swinging at anything that was near the plate. Found that he was swinging at some bad pitches, so he's looking one over now and then. One strike pitch, curveball, line to center field, a base hit. Billy Bruton up with it, and Maris is on with the Yankees' first base hit. And here's Mickey Mantle. Mickey Mantle batting 322, 14 doubles, 5 triples, 48 homers, and 115 RBI. Mickey hurt his arm yesterday during the ball game. Almost was taken out of the game, but stayed in there. As a matter of fact, the last time up, his arm hurt so bad that he couldn't swing, and he was forced to bunt, and he beat it out for a base hit. Batting left-handed against Jim Bunning. Pitch to Mickey. Outside ball one. Mick strained a muscle in his left forearm. Mantle's had his share of miseries this year, as does every year. Maris leading off first, Cash holding him on. Pitch to Mickey. Inside, ball two, 2-0. On deck, Yogi Berra. Another big crowd here at the stadium, watching the last appearance of the Tigers here in New York. Bunning takes that big stretch. Fastball foul back off the screen, and as Mickey swung, he let go with his left arm and went down on one knee. Not alibying for the mix. He doesn't want any alibis. But it's so evident to everybody here at the ballpark. Two balls, one strike. Bunning sets, pitch outside and high ball three, 3-1. Tigers leading 1-0 here in the bottom of the first with two outs. How about Cincinnati defeating the Phillies 17 straight games so far this year? They're leading 1-0 right now at the end of two. One big reason the Reds are in first place. 3-1 pitch to Mickey. A foul back. Look out. Man, they're gunning for Mel Allen today. I said it. That's the second one that went by Mel. This one went back in the mezzanine. Full count on Mickey, and with two out, Maris will be off with the pitch. Bunning will be off with the pitch. Bunning goes to the rosin bag. And the pitchers will be using that a lot today. Real hot, humid day here at the stadium. All right, Bunning ready for the payoff pitch to Mantle. There goes Maris. A drive to deep right, touchdown! Way back in there! A home run for Mantle. We were just talking about Mantle's sore arm, and he really streamed one. Nothing wrong with that swing. Way back in the lower deck, homer number 49 of the year for Mickey Mantle. Gives him 117 RBIs. The Yankees lead 2-1 now with two outs. And off Jim Bunning, that's the 20th home run pitch he's served. Mantle and Maris now with 102 homers between them. Yogi hits the first pitch to deep right field, way back, and there's a home run for Yogi. Gives them 55 RBIs, and the Yankees lead 3-1. So after Bunning got the first two Yankees out fairly easy, Maris single, Mantle homered, and Berra homered. Back-to-back homers by Mickey and Berra. Here's Johnny Blanchard, batting 286. Bunning pitched to Blanchard, a curve over strike call. Johnny has 5 doubles, 1 triple, 15 homers, 36 RBIs. That's the 11th time this year that Yankee hitters have hit back-to-back homers. Pitch to Blanchard, a high pop-up to the infield. Norm Cash, the first baseman, is under it. Now he comes in and makes the catch in fair territory. So the Yankees get the home run ball going and score 3 runs on 3 hits. No Tiger errors, nobody left. And at the end of one full inning, it's New York 3, Detroit 1. And that happened quick. By the way, the combined record for homers for two men, Ruth and Gehrig, is 107. Set in 1927 when Ruth hit 60 and Gehrig 47. And Mantle and Maris now have 102 between them. So that record looks like it's within reach, as well as a 60 home run mark. Quickly on the scoreboard in the American League, Boston at Minnesota not started. Cleveland at Baltimore, it's Bell against Barber, just getting on. Baltimore, it's Bell against Barber, just getting away. Chicago at Washington, a doubleheader of 6.5, Herbert against Katina. Los Angeles at Kansas City hasn't started. In the National League, Cincinnati at Philadelphia, the Reds won, the Phillies nothing at the end of 2.5, O'Toole against Owens. Pittsburgh at St. Louis, it's Friend against Simmons. Milwaukee at Chicago, it's Burdette against Brewer. They're playing a doubleheader. And San Francisco at L.A. has not started. While Stafford is loosening up, got some people here today from Nestor Shalak, or near Nestor Shalak's hometown, the Friendly Sportsman Club from Mayfield, Pennsylvania. And Jack Murphy, our television director, has the Romeo and Juliet crowd from Trenton here today. And then the Mattituck Fire Department is here on their annual outing to Yankee Stadium. All right, Dick McAuliffe leads off for Detroit here in the top of the second. McAuliffe batting 250, 11 doubles, 3 triples, 5 homers, 31 RBI. Pitch to McAuliffe, curve, outside, ball one. By the way, that homer of Mantle ties him with Ralph Kiner. They both have 369 lifetime homers and are tied for 8th place in the all-time home run hitting derby. Fastball, outside, ball two, 2-0. McAuliffe bats him left-handed. Boy, that happened so quick, the fans are still buzzing. A single and then back-to-back homers by Mantle and Berra. 2-0 pitch. Right in there, strike called. On deck is Chico Fernandez. St. Pappas' 2-1 pitch, a curve popped in the air. Lee Boyer, the third baseman, is under it and takes it in fair territory for the first out. That'll bring up Chico Fernandez. Chico batting .242. 12 doubles, 4 triples, 3 homers, 37 RBI. In the first game of this series, the Yankees used tremendous pitching and defense to win 1-0. But in the last two games, yesterday's and today, they're using the home run. Fastball foul back off the screen. Nothing in two. Fernandez leading off first. Two-strike pitch, curve just inside, ball one. Baffert really has a rough sidearm curveball for right-hand hitters. They automatically back away a little bit, and the ball seems to break late and sharp. Quick throw to first, Fernandez back. Boy, this series is as hot as the weather has been. Baffert ready again. There goes Fernandez. The curve is hit on the ground to third. Boyer goes to first base in time for the out, but Fernandez, by running, broke up the double play. And Rourke was fooled on that pitch. It was a half swing that Boyer easily picked up and threw him out. So it's two out, and here's Jim Bunning. Bunning batting .149, 13 for 87, one double, four runs batted in. 3-1 New York lead, top of the second, two out. Fernandez at second. Baffert stretch and curve is in there. Strike one call. On deck, Jake Wood. Curve is high this time, 1-1. Tigers are much more of a running club than the Yankees. They have stolen 89 bases this year, counting Bruton's today. The Yankees have stolen 27. One curveball hit on the ground is short. Kubek on the big hop. His throw to Skarin in time as Moose had to reach a little bit. And for Detroit in the top of the second, no runs, no hits, no Yankee errors. One man left. And at the end of an inning and a half, it's New York 3, Detroit 1.
If your car had a glass carburetor, you could see Atlantic Imperial gasoline washing away the harmful dirt deposits that build up on the carburetor's lower walls. But since you can't see your carburetor work, we're going to do the next best thing and invite you to take Atlantic's clean carburetor test. Find out now just how good this fine gasoline really is. Here's how the test works. Use 100 gallons of Atlantic Imperial. Ask for a receipt with each purchase. Then, if you're not satisfied that you're getting better performance from your car, just mail the receipt to the Atlantic Refining Company. They'll refund the average difference in cost between 100 gallons of Atlantic Imperial and the same amount of regular gasoline. Try Atlantic Imperial. It cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean.
The Yankees, Bill Scarron leads off. Moose batting 279. 20 doubles, 3 triples, 23 homers, 75 RBI. Pitch is a foul play, strike one. Scarron against Detroit this year is batting 340. He has 18 hits and 53 at bats. Blanchard's batting 358. Howard 357. Kubek 291, 83. Now Mickey with that other hit goes up a little higher. So they're doing pretty well against the Tigers. The sidearm curve is in there. Strike two call, nothing in two. Alavito doing setting up exercises out in left field. He does them all over. Two strike pitch, another curve. This one's outside as he took a little bit off the curveball. One ball, two strikes. Curve outside, 2-2. Bunning's a hard worker out there on the mound. A lot of effort to every pitch he throws. One pitch, fastball, foul back into the seats. Oh, man, that missed everybody and looked like it broke a slat out of one of the box seats. As Boyer tried to check his swing, the ball hit the bat and shot back into the box seats. That's one of the toughest fouls to duck. Somebody's drink went splattering all over trying to get out of the way of that ball. There's a curve fouled off the end of the bat for the right of the plate. One ball, two strikes. Two of the people got splattered down there. Again, the one ball, two strike pitch. A high pop-up. The shortstop Fernandez is moving back. Now he comes in, under it, and makes the catch. That's two away. Two out, and it brings up Bill Stafford. Stafford batting 167. Two doubles, one RBI, 9 for 54. Two out, nobody on. 3-1, New York leads. This is the last of the second. Pitch to Stafford. Popped in the air to short right field. Al Kaline is moving under it. And Al takes it for the third out. So the Yankees go down in order. In the bottom of the second, nothing across. And at the end of two, it's now New York 3 and Detroit 1.
Atlantic is the gasoline specially designed to clean your carburetor as you drive and keep it clean. Here's Red.
Well, what'd you say when Mickey hit the 3-2 pitch? Well, just prior to that, Red, I was trying to explain to the folks that Mickey's left arm hurt him, and I didn't think he could swing too hard. He sure made me wrong in a hurry. He had one of his best cuts of the year, and I almost fell out of my chair. Well, of course, he wasn't supposed to play, but apparently the arm got better overnight. And, of course, the important thing that the people don't understand is that Mickey plays whether he's hurt or not. That's why I said I'm not alibying for Mickey. He's the last one to want alibis, but he's been hurting all year and turns around and hits a homer. Well, what'd you say when Barry hit the first pitch? You know, I hardly had time to say anything. I was talking about Mantle's homer, and Yogi didn't even wait for me to give his average or anything. He hit the first pitch in the bullpen. I said, there's another one. Well, he's getting stronger playing left field, isn't he?
He loved it out there, Red.
Well, 3-1 ball game. Favor the Yankees. And Detroit comes now with the top of the batting order in the third. And the situation is self-apparent. This is one. This is the biggest game of the year for the Tigers. They know it. The Yankees know it. The big crowd that's out here knows it. So we'll just carry on. Here's Jake Wood, who opened with a single inside third base and down into left field in the first inning. Bill Stafford with his 3-1 lead, gunning for his 13th win. Young right-hander delivers a curve, low inside, ball one. Blanchard is catching today. The infield is the regulars. Sharon, Richardson, two back for you. There's a pitch slider on the outside for a call strike. 1-1. Bell on left field. Mantle in center. Maris in right. Stafford delivers 1-1. There's the ball grounded down to short. Two back on a big bounce. Up with it over to Scarron. Plenty of time. And Wood is down. One up, one away. Here's Billy Bruton, who forced Wood in the first inning, then stole second base. And scored the two out on Colavito's single, which was Rocco's 125th RBI. Bruton hitting 259. Don Hester coaching at first. Bill Cavaretta at third. Bruton, a left-hand batter, swings late, fouls it off into the third deck. Strike one. The Tigers go down to Baltimore. After this series, the Yankees are home tomorrow. Washington coming in for two, starting at 1:30. And remaining in to complete its last visit at the stadium this year, Tuesday night and Wednesday afternoon. Strike one pitch, change of pace, high outside. 1-1. Nestor Chilak back at the plate. Cal Drummond is first base. Bill Paparella at second. Ed Runge at third. The supervisor of umpires for the league, Big Cal Hubbard, is here looking on. Curveball, low outside, ball two. I would say that Charlack moves toward the position of where the ball is more than any umpire in the league when he's back of the plate, which makes it much easier to detail where a pitch is. 2-1 pitch. Curve outside and high, ball three. Green one. Three balls, one strike, one out. It's not as hot as it has been the last couple of days, and we have a pleasant breeze. Ball four, high outside. So, second walk given up by Stafford. Bruton is on. And now we have the big hitters lined up. Kaline, Colavito, Cash. Blanchard has gone out to the mound. Talked this situation over with Stafford. The breeze is coming in from right field. And down, and here is Colavito, who singled in the first inning. Knock in the short run. Colavito hitting 294, batted in 125. Colavito has hit safely in 16 of his last 17 games, 25 of his last 28. Takes a curve that is too low. Ball one. The bulletin on the scoreboard is that Mantle has tied Ralph Kiner with 369 home runs, lifetime. He's tied him for eighth on the all-time home run list. High inside, change off the fastball, ball two. 2-0. Calavito is wearing a little tape on the outside of his right elbow where he skinned the arm yesterday, falling down. Campbell two out, checks the run first, and there's a ground ball hit deep back to third. Boyer's up with it. It's a long throw to first to Scour, and is in time. So Boyer takes the base hit away from Colavito on the line behind third. And, of course, Cletus has been doing that all year, all hitters. And the score stands at the end of 2.5, single game. The Yankees 3 and the Tigers 1.
Is your car a late model? Just a few thousand miles. I hope you'll use Atlantic Imperial in your car. It's the quality gasoline that cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean.
Jim Bunning is ready to pitch to Bobby Richardson, does, and there's a high foul back into the stands for strike one as we move into the last of the third inning. The Yankees with a three-run explosion in the first inning, leading 3-1. Every time the Yankees hit a home run, of course, it adds to their record high for the league. They now have 199. Curve is outside to Bobby, ball one. One ball, one strike. Bunning has won 15, lost 10, 0-1 with New York this year. Paul right-handed delivery. Strike two. Rourke, the catcher, throws down to first, but Bobby was well back ahead of it. Wally Moses coaching at first base. Frank Cruzzetti. Frank Cruzzetti coaching at third. Bunning deals, a fastball low outside, ball one. Right fielder K-line is straight away on Tony, who can pull when he wishes. Although he goes to all fields, Calavito is in rather short in left, and Bruton is two steps over toward left in center. Bunning ready. He doesn't waste much time, delivers the curve, swung on, low inside. Tony tried to check his swing, and then he looked imploringly at the umpire. Charlie says, strike three. Now we have Norris up there. Roger hit a curveball for a single to center field in the first inning. Batting 275. He hit 52 and 53 yesterday. And, of course, the front page news this morning. One down. Run at first. There's a change up the fastball. Swung on and missed. Strike one. Richardson, the runner, is first. One down. Bunning comes set. Checks the runner over his left shoulder. Works. Change of pace, swung on, grounded to the first baseman. Has a throw down to second. Bobby's forced throw back to first. Double play. 3-6-3. So they got the double play. Got out of the sign. No runs, one hit. So the Tigers at their 125th double play. The Yankees have 25 more. And total at the end of three innings. Three runs, four hits, and no errors. And for the Tigers, one run, two hits, and no errors. Bob Shepard over the PA is calling the attention of the stands here today to the doubleheader with Washington here tomorrow at 1:30, and then Tuesday night and Wednesday afternoon. The Indians come in for a makeup game Thursday night. That's the last game the Yankees have got to make up this year here at home. Regular night game Friday, Saturday single, and a Sunday doubleheader. Now, Boston, Minnesota, no score end of half an inning. Cleveland at Baltimore, no score end of 2.5 innings. First game, Chicago at Washington. Chicago 3, Washington 1 in the last of the eighth inning. Although Tasman has now homered for Washington in the eighth with one on to get that ball game even, and Washington still at bat. Los Angeles and Kansas City playing later. Cincinnati at Philadelphia in the National League. The first place Reds are leading 1-0 at the end of four. Pittsburgh has just opened up for three runs down at St. Louis. First of a doubleheader. The Cubs one and the Milwaukee Braves nothing at the end of three. San Francisco later at Los Angeles. All right, here's Norman Cash, leading the league in percentage, swinging and hitting the ball to right center field. It's in there for an extra base hit, bounces off the wall on the first bounce. Mantle retrieves, throws in, and Cash taps the second with a double. Boom. That was a change of pace, and Cash really got a good look at it coming down. Norman up there, 361, and promptly belted his 22nd two-bagger. He has now 22 doubles, 7 triples, and 32 home runs. Double to right center. And this gets the tying run to the plate. The Yankees leading 3-1. And here's the rookie infielder, Dick McAuliffe. They brought him up as a shortstop, and now they're playing him at third.
Stafford delivers. Michaelis swings at a hot run on one bounce to Richardson, who has to go to first base to retire Michaelis. Richardson's a scouring. And Cass moves over to third. By the way, Bill Kane has just figured it out. As he stands at third base, his batting percentage is now 363, if you're interested. So, runner at third. One man down. Fernandez, the shortstop, walked in the second inning. Hitting 242. Yankees leading 3-1. They're keeping the infield back. In other words, they'll take an out and give the run if they have to. That's what the infield position is saying. Curve is low outside. Ball one. Stafford delivers a curve, and it is low outside again. Ball two. 2-0. At the end of eight innings, first game, Washington 4 and the White Sox 3. Stafford behind, pitches 2-0. A good curve for a call strike. Notice that managers are changing rather rapidly. Call Richard Quitt to take the general managership in Houston. Lumen Harris is the manager pro tem for the rest of the year. And Charlie Dressen was dismissed yesterday at Milwaukee, and Bertie Tevitt is in the dugout today running the ball club. And according to the story this morning, he has a contract for the next 2 years. Curve is on outside, ball three. Three balls, one strike. One down. Fernandez is up there to try and get this run in from third. Close the gap. 3-1 pitch. Is a slider off the hands on the inside. Called strike two. Fernandez turns around and balks on it. All right, 3-2. Stafford setting the sign. Hung out by Blanchard. Right-hander pump, pitches, a curve, swung on, grounded down to short. Here comes the runner from third. Here's Kubek's throw, and Cash is out. Kubek's the launcher. He's out on the post play at the plate. It seemed to me, I noticed out of the corner of my eye, because naturally you were watching the ball, sorry, but it seemed to me that Cash hesitated just a good second before he decided to come in. Bang, bang, play at the plate. Kubek to Blanchard. Fernandez at first, still a 3-1 game, and catcher Rourke fouls the pitch back, strike one. So he's thrown out at home, 6-2. So Fernandez at first in the fielder's choice. Yankees still leading 3-1. Also on that play at the plate, while it was a close play, plate umpire Charlack was right on top of it and had a perfect angle to see it. And there was no squawk. Throw to first, nothing doing. Fernandez back. Strike one pitch, curve low inside, ball one. 1-1. When that ball hits the Kubek, keep in mind that they were going to get one out anyhow. If he didn't break from third, he'd have had the batter. Of course, there's a difference having a runner at third and a runner at first. Curve is high inside, ball two. Two balls, one strike. Stafford was 1-12, lost part this year, and they've beaten him twice. Pitches, fastball swung on, hit foul by a couple of inches outside third. Sharp foul ball. Ed Runge on the line back to third. All right, 2-2. For this very vital series with the Tigers here, the umpires were reshuffled. is a fast-moving quartet. 2-2 pitch, swung on, foul back into the third deck. Still 2-2. Stafford rubbing up the ball. Pitchers developed tremendously calloused hands rubbing that ball all season long. They want to get it as rough as they can.
Gasoline today. Strikes out.
Bunning slowed up on him. Struck him out with a change of pace. Mickey hit a fastball in the first inning, and Jim remembered. Now we have Mr. Bauer hit the first pitch in the first inning. Bunning has a lot of strikeouts in their league. He struck out 163 this year. Pitches down across the knees. Bunning seemed sure that Burrow wouldn't hit the first pitch this time. One out. Last of the fourth. Outfield remains deep and around toward right on Yogi, as it was for Mickey. Bunning double pump. Steps, throws. A curveball breaks it right in. Bella doesn't think so. All right, 1-1. I think Yogi thought the ball was high. He started grinning. Yogi has the most ingenuous, disarming way of protesting. 1-1 pitch. Curve low outside. Ball two. He has a difference of opinion with you, but... You can't feel that there's any animosity about it. Three-one, favor the Yankees. Yogi hit in the third run. His home run in the bullpen. 2-1 pitch. Change of pace, swung on, and it is popped up. The second baseman going over back of second base and makes the cut. So, Bunning going to his change as opposed to Madeline Barra, which he didn't use on him in the first inning. And now we have Blanchard, who fouled out through the first base in the first inning. Blanchard hitting 285. Strong left-hand batter. Takes a curve, low inside, ball one. The ball is being brought in for an inspection. Played umpire passed it, tossed it right back to the mound. Planted with a square stand. Up here, around toward right on him. Curveball is over. Strike one. One and one. Running is a big, tall fella. He's 6'3". A slider thrown into the knees, and it is ball two, strike one. Bunning won 20 games in 57, pitched a no-hitter up at Boston in 58. And for the last 2 years has been the league leader in strikeouts. Two-one pitch, swung on and missed. That was a slider thrown right down in there. 2-2. Two down, nobody on. Last of the fourth. Durock delivers. There's a curve thrown on, hit the right field. K-line is waiting. And the right fielder takes it. That's all. And the totals at the end of four. The Yankees 3 runs, 4 hits, and no errors. The Tigers 1 run, 3 hits, and no errors. And now we'll pause for station identification. Back, he realized that he had misjudged that ball. He didn't think Bunning could hit it that hard, and actually Mickey had to outrun it. Bunning was at second base and the ball was caught and rather slowly trotted off. There is Jake Wood, who has 1-for-2, single. Stafford pitches low outside, ball one. Crowd still buzzing over Bunning hitting the ball so far, and Mantle running so fast to catch it. There's a high fly ball into straightaway left field. Barrow waiting for it to come down. And catches it, and we have 2 outs. Center fielder Bruton was a very polished center fielder. I know yesterday on a long fly ball, he made a catch that was a very graceful thing to watch. He judged the ball, turned his back to the infield, ran, turned around, and there was the ball. A 3-1, favor the Yankees. Pitches in there, fastball for a call strike. This is a big game for the Yankees. It is a mortal game for Detroit. This is the equivalent of 2 games on the first place lead. There's a high foul pop-up by third. And there is Boyer just outside the line for the cut and the third out. So the score at the end of 4.5, it's now official. The Yankees 3 and the Tigers 1.
C-R-I-S-P.
The crisp refresher.
To be crisp, a beer must be icily light.
The crisp refresher is icily light.
With true lager flavor, precisely right.
The crisp refresher, precisely right.
Lively golden, crisply clear.
The crisp refresher,
Valentine, Valentine dear.
With your first swallow and everyone to follow, today's Ballantine delivers a sunny, mellow taste that really refreshes. Since people know quality when they taste it, over 5 million glasses of Ballantine beer are enjoyed every day.
So clap your hands, tap your feet, snap your fingers. And that's the man for Ballantine.
The crisp refresher.
Ballantine, Ballantine beer.
Since 1840,
America's finest.
The last half of the fifth inning, the last third of Manager Houck's batting list of nine, Scourin, Boyer, and Stafford. Scourin's up there. Bunning struck him out in the second inning. The Moose hit in the winning run, two out in the ninth inning Friday night. Knocked in the first run with a double yesterday. Hitting 278. Bunning delivers a curve that touches the outside corner above the knees for a called strike.
This is WOKO Albany, New York.
Right-hander delivers a fastball that swung on and missed high inside. He had the Moose completely tied up on it. I think Scourin was set to swing, but I think he had expected a curveball. So, Bunning has gotten two quick strikes on the Moose. Double pump. Fastball strikes him out. Strikeout swinging. Five strikeouts for Bunning today, 164 for the year. Pasquale leads the league at 177. All right, here's Boyer. Pops a short, second inning. Right-hand hitter. Swings at a curve, fouls it off. As was announced yesterday, the Yankees have a new ball player who's over there on the bench, Tom Tresh. His dad was a major league catcher, Mike Tresh. Tom can play, he's primarily a shortstop. He can also play third. Good hitter. Strike one pitch. Change of pace lined over third to left field. It's a base hit for Cletus. He makes the turn and holds off. Nine single to left. Number five for the Yankees. Now we have pitcher Bill Stafford making his way to the plate. The Yankees leading 3-1. All scoring was in the first inning. For the short, a single by Wood, who was forced by Bruton. Bruton then stole second and scored on Calavito's single. With two out in the first inning, Maris single, Matt O'Homan, number 49, and then Barra Homan. Infield has to look for a bunt. Stafford bunts at it, bunts it toward first base, and Bunning takes it. Throws to first and second baseman Wood covering. The sacrifice is executed, setting Boyer over to second base. The pitcher to the second baseman covering. And now we have Bobby Richardson. Hit safely now in 11 straight games. Singled in the third. In other words, that if they had not had Stafford bunt, if he had swung, let's say he'd gone out. Well, Boyer would have still been at first base and could not have scored. Had he hit the ball, he might have hit into a double play. Just still the chance he might have gotten a base hit. At least Hauk had him bunt. Here's Kubek. Two down. Running deals, Richardson goes. Kubek takes. There's a throw from Rock, and Bobby is out. But Seth Fernandez puts the tag to him. So that 2-6 is one run, two hits. And at the end of five, the totals, the Yankees 4-6-0, and the Tigers 1-3-0. And now Mel Allen's coming over from the TV side. In fact, we're going to trade spots. Mel reading a few scores over on television. We'll wait and see what the story is. The first batter is Al Kaline facing Bill Stafford, and he takes a pitch on the outside corner, strike call. All right, Mel's going to take an inning off. His voice is not up to par, has a little bit of a sore throat, so he's going to rest an inning. Kaline pops the third line to left field. Stafford's next pitch right in there, strike two called, a fastball that cut the plate in half. Lined up by Stafford. Pitch a curve, hit out in the left center field. That's in there for a base hit. Yogi to his left. Up with it on one hop, and Kaline has another base hit. His first today, but that's his fifth hit in this series. And here is Rocky Colavito. Rocky singled in the first inning to drive in a run. Bounced out deep to third base. Boyer making a fine play, throwing him out in the third inning. The stretch and the fastball hit on the ground at second. Richardson, a Kubek for one. Back to first. Double play. And for the Yankees, their 151st double play of the year. Colavito trying to go to right field. Hit a hard grounder to Richardson. Kubek was playing in the hole and caught the ball about 10 feet away from second base. Touched the bag and fired to first. They still had Colavito by plenty. Here's Norm Cash. Bounces second, double a deep right center field. Cash batting 363. Stafford pitches high, ball one. One nothing pitches high, ball two, 2-0. All year long, the Yankee infield has gotten the pitches out of jams. Not that they've been in that many, but whenever they have been in trouble, they've come up with a big double play. Fastball over, strike call, 2-1. Norm Cash leads both major leagues in hitting with his 363 average. Two-one fastball, foul back off the screen, 2-2. Yankees scored three in the first on a two-run homer by Mantle and a solo homer by Barron, and one in the fifth. Again, the 2-2 pitcher. Curve hit deep to right. That one is gone. That one is way back in the bleachers, three-quarters of the way up to the left of the Yankee bullpen. A tremendous home run by Norm Cash, his 33rd of the year. And did he hit that one. Roger Maris didn't even take a step. He just turned around with his hands on his hips and watched that ball sail back there at least three-fourths of the way up in the bleachers. A high curveball. It's now a 4-2 ball game in favor of the Yankees. Here's Dick McAuliffe. Pop to third, bounce to second. The pitch inside, ball one. That's the second home run for Detroit in this series. Colavito has one. There's a strike. Matter of fact, Cash added 2 points to his batting average. He's now batting 365. Two out, nobody on. Change up. Pop foul back in the lowest stand. Oh, on the screen and out of play. Just hit the end of the net. Now Now the one ball, two strikes pitch. Change up, hit high in the air to right field near the line. Maris coming over to his left near the wall. Reaches in, he can't get it. It's fouled. Just went in a little too far. Maris reaching into the stand. Count holds at one ball, two strikes. Two out, nobody on. Yankees 4, Detroit 2. Again, the one ball, two strike pitch. A ground ball off Stafford's glove, and McCullough's going to have a base hit. He deflected it towards Richardson, but the ball lost its speed, and before Bobby could get to it, McCullough has himself an infield single. So the big double play for the Yankees in this inning got him out of the jam. Not altogether as cashed home at McCullough's single, but would have been a lot worse. Here's Fernandez, who walked, and with a runner at third and one out, bounced to Kubek, whose perfect throw to Blanchard at the plate nipped Cash trying to slide in. Two outs. Stretch by Stafford, pitch to Chico is inside, ball one. Here's a stretch. Fastball foul off the umpire's mask, 1-1. Jerry Staley is up in the Detroit bullpen. In the event that Fernandez and Rourke get on, Bob Sheffing will go pinch hitting, and he wants to have a pitcher ready. Out of 1-1 count. Curve right in there, strike two, one ball, two strikes. Louis Arroyo is up in the Yankee bullpen. Sidearm curve hit on the ground. Boyer up with it. Nice play. Throws to first base in time to get Fernandez. Boy, that was a fine play by Boyer on a short hop. Backing up. Making the long throw. For Detroit in the top of the sixth. One run on three hits. No Yankee errors. One man left. At the end of five and a half, it's the Yankees 4, Detroit 2.
Tony Kubek up, fouls the first pitch off to the right of the plate, strike one. Kubek fly to left field and struck out. Two, the Yankees lead, bottom of the sixth. Bunning's fastball a little high, 1-1. Bunning into that big windup. Changeup is high, ball two, 2-2. Now the 2-2 pitch. Fastball foul. Back in the mezzanine. Count holds it 2-2. Bunning throwing his fastball away from Kubek. Tony trying to go to left field. Keeps fouling it off. Bunning goes to the rosin bag. Bunning's pitch outside. It's a full count, 3-2. When Bunning puts a little extra on his fastball, he falls way over towards first base. All right, now the payoff pitch to Kubek. It's a ground ball foul outside of first. Count holds it 3-2. Yankees 4, Detroit 2 in the last of the sixth. Nobody out, nobody on. Again, a 3-2 pitch. A fly ball to straightaway center field. Groton going back. Turns under it and makes the catch in fairly deep center field. One up. Here's Roger Maris. Maris single to center and scored ahead of Mantle's 49th homer in the first inning and then hit into a fast double play in the third inning. Fans yelling for number 54 for Maris. Pitch to Roger, outside, ball one. Next pitch is a strike call. Bunning's next pitch, a curve just outside, and Bunning pounds his fist into his glove. He thought he had the corner again. 2-2 the count. In the first inning with two outs, he was bearing down on Maris, and Maris singled up the middle to start the Yankee three-run rally. Then back-to-back homers by Mantle and Burr. New York picked up three runs. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Foul back in the upper deck. That time he came right over the plate. Maris had a good cut. Cobb remains 2-2 on Roger.
Swing into the windup. Curve low inside. It's a full count on Maris. 3-2. Running ready now for the payoff pitch to Maris. Here it is. It's a fastball swung at and missed. Strike three. Not the fastball by Rod that time. That's the sixth strikeout for Bunning. And it brings up Mickey Mantle, who had a two-run homer in the first inning, his 49th of the year, and struck out in the fourth. Two out, nobody on. 4-2 New York lead. Lined up by Bunning. Pitch to Mantle. A swing and a miss. Strike one. On deck, Yogi Berra. Curveball low and away. One and one to Mantle. Alavito way over in left center field on Nick. 1-1 fastball outside. Bunning almost fell down trying to put a little extra on that pitch as he fell towards first base side of the mound. Two balls, one strike. Bunning's 2-1 delivery is a swing and a miss, strike two. Bunning is really firing that ball. Two balls, two strikes, two out, nobody on. Here's the windup. 2-2 pitch, high and away, ball three, 3-2. Another full count. Bunning has had a full count on all three Yankee hitters in this inning. Got Kubek to fly to center, struck out Maris. Here's the payoff pitch to Mantle. Strike three, swinging. Seven strikeouts for Bunning. The Yankees go down in order in the bottom of the sixth. No runs, no hits, no tiger errors, nobody left. And at the end of six full innings, it's the Yankees 4 and Detroit 2, and we pause for station identification.
This is WOKO, Quality Martin Radio, 1460 on the dial in Albany, New York, your Yankee baseball station. WOKO time, 21 minutes before 4 p.m.
Bill Stafford walking slowly out to the mound as we take another look at the scoreboard. In the American League, it's the Red Sox 2, Minnesota nothing at the end of 3, Salad against Pasquale. Cleveland nothing, Baltimore nothing at the end of 5.5, Bell against Barber. White Sox beat the Senators in the first game of a doubleheader 5-4, scoring twice in the ninth. Pierce the winner in relief, Katina the loser, Tasby homing in the eighth with one on. Second game is Pizarro against Gabler. Los Angeles at Kansas City postponed because of rain. In the National League, Cincinnati is at Philadelphia, 2-2 at the end of 6.5, O'Toole against Owens, and it's raining in Philadelphia. Time is holding up that game. Pittsburgh at St. Louis, Pirates 7, Cardinals 1 at the end of 3. Friend for Pittsburgh, Simmons started, Seacott in the second, Cometti homer in the second with one on. Milwaukee at Chicago is tied 3-3 at the end of 5.5. Burdett for Milwaukee. Brewer started, Schultz in the sixth, Adcock homer in the sixth with one on. Ernie Banks in the fourth with one on, his 25th. And San Francisco at Los Angeles has not started. Reminder that Tuesday night, Wednesday afternoon, the Yankees against the Senators. Wednesday is the last day before New York schools open on Thursday. Great idea to bring the youngsters for that final day of the summer vacation. Right now, we're going to have a pinch hitter for Detroit as we get ready to go in the top of the seventh. To tell you all about it, Mel Allen.
Hello there, everybody. Thanks, Bill. Larry Osborne leads off for the Tigers in the seventh inning, hitting for Mike Roark, with Johnny Maxwell on deck to hit for Bunning. As Bob Sheffing sends up the shock troops here. Stafford's pitch is high, ball one. Luis Arroyo's warming up. Stafford has not been very sharp all day. He has managed to get out of some jams, but has been in frequent trouble. Now the delivery. It's in there, strike one, one and one. There has not been but one inning in which he retired the side in order. The right-hander's pitch, swung on, bounced toward second. Richardson has it, throws on to Scarron, one away. Now Charlie Maxwell coming up to bat for Jim Bunning. Maxwell hitting 245. Stafford's big problem today has been a lack of sharpness in his control. He generally has to keep his stuff low. An overpowering type pitcher sometimes when that ball comes up can still throw it by you. Now, Stafford does have a good fastball. He's not as fast as his Bunning, for example. There are very few good high fastball pitchers. Typical example of whom of which would be Early Wynn in his prime. But a man, for example, like an Allie Reynolds or a Bob Feller on days, if they didn't get the stuff where they wanted, they could overpower you. Here's the pitch to Maxwell, and it's outside for a ball, one and nothing. That's what makes this game. In days you do, days you don't. And then the days you have to labor hard. The pitch in there for a strike, one and one, to overcome certain deficiencies. One ball, one strike. Charlie Maxwell, left-hand batter, hitting for Bunning. 4-2 New York, seventh inning. Bill Stafford's delivery, change of pace, is a little high. Ball two, two and one. Now the 2-1 pitch on the way to Maxwell. Swung on, hit foul, out of play, off to the left of the plate. A 2-2 count. Bill is a great competitor. He's a much more mature performer than his 23 years might tend to indicate. A native of Athens, New York, deputy sheriff, a fine guy. Pitching now to pinch hitter Charlie Maxwell of Pawpaw, Michigan. And the 2-2 delivery swung on and fouled off again out of play to the left of the plate. The Yankees almost had Maxwell once. Came up into the majors through the Red Sox organization. Two balls, two strikes. One out. People are amazed to see a rookie throw a curveball 3-2. Shows you have confidence in that pitch. And not too many pitchers will do it. Here's Jake Wood coming up. Single to left, grounded to short, and flied to left. Boyer over at the mound talking to Stafford. Now Boyer hollers into the plate. Miller's talking to Shylock or Blanchard. Blanchard going out. And now Boyer's starting into the Yankee dugout, and here comes Ralph Halleck to the steps. And Blanchard points there. So here comes Ralph Halleck out. As you know, Stafford had a sore arm early in the year, and occasionally it'll tighten up on him. And that may be what's happening now. I can't be certain, but watching fellas pitch all the time, you can tell when they're sharp when they're not. Halleck leads him in. Here's Jake Wood, one for three. Bill Burton on deck, 4-2 New York, seventh inning. Stafford with the windup, and the pitch is played, and here comes Boyer off with it, fires on to Moose in time, and they get him. Blake was looking for that spot. He came charging in since the ball was released. He sort of fingered back in decoy, and as soon as Stafford released that ball, he started racing in. He opened himself up to a swing. But he got him. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. The end of 6.5 innings, New York 4, and Detroit 2. A 7th inning stretch. Some folks got up in the top of the 7th, some here in the last of the 7th. But wherever you are, I hope anytime you feel thirsty, you'll stretch your hand into that refrigerator at home and get a bottle of that crisp refresher. I tell you, a lot of folks do. More than 5 million glasses of Ballantine beer are enjoyed every day. Actually, friends, the figure's closer to 5.5 million. 5,435,616. Now, that's quite a tribute to the brewers of Ballantine beer, because this is public acceptance of product quality on a tremendous scale. Yes, people know quality when they taste it. And that's why over 5 million glasses of the crisp refresher are enjoyed every day. You see, Ballantine has everything you want in beer. It's light, refreshingly light, with all the good lager beer flavor you want. That's why we call Ballantine beer the crisp refresher. How about you, though? Have you gotten around to asking that man for Ballantine beer lately? I hope you'll join all the millions of folks from the Canadian border to the Florida Keys who enjoy today's Ballantine beer. It's America's finest. Has been since 1840. Phil Regan coming in to pitch for the Tigers. Dick Brown back of the plate. Jim Bunning in 6th inning. Gave up 6 hits and 4 runs. Jim was, except for a sudden rash, a sudden outburst there in the first inning by the Yankees after retired the first two men. Maris singled, Mantle got his 49th homer, and Barra followed with a homer. He gave up 2 singles in the 5th for a 4th run. Otherwise, struck out 7 men and didn't walk anybody. And that's always important aspect of any game. Sometimes they're walking and they may get hits every time, but it's a rule. If you're walking, and you got fairly good stuff, you're in good shape. Regan, with a record of 10-7, making his 29th appearance. Started twice against the Yankees this year and beat them twice. 8-3 and 4-2. Yogi Berra, the batter. The delivery is in there. Strike one. Dick Brown back to the plate, making his first appearance in harness since July the 15th, when he broke the middle finger of his right hand. A foul tip causing the injury. Back in the seventh. Regan, pitch is back out. something. Regan swings to the windup round, comes the right arm. The pitch is swung on line to right field for a base hit. Kaline up for the ball, puts it back into Jake Wood. And Yogi gets his second hit of the game, ripping a liner to right field. Now Johnny Blanchard hops to first and line to right. Regan has had to change his pitching pattern to Blanchard. John wore him out last year and early part of this year. So Regan changed the way he worked on him. The delivery, look out, down he goes. Ball one. I don't know whether that was part of the pattern or not. Ball, no strike. Regan delivers, and Blanchard takes it high. Ball two, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Here's the delivery. Swung on. There's the drive going to right field. Going foul. He got out too much in front. Just went foul by about 10 feet or so. Balls, one strike. Right-hander to the stretch and the pitch. It's fouled off into the Tiger dugout on a check swing. Blanchard was pulling away from the plate and the ball hits the bat and ricocheted over into the Tiger dugout. Two balls, two strikes. Now the delivery, change of pace is swung on and fouled off coming back here. A 2-2 count on Blanchard. Bear on first. 4-2 New York, seventh inning. Regan in relief of Bunning. Taking a lot of time looking for the sign. Now he's to the stretch. And the pitch. It's outside, ball three. 3-2. Fastball, it tailed away from John. There he goes. draws a walk, moving Burr to second. And bringing up Bill Scarron, who twice has struck out. We're going to have a runner. Mike Tresh will run for Blanchard. Mike Tresh is a young shortstop. Pretty good job there at Richmond. Batted 316. Wally Moses talking to him. And we're looking out now toward the Tiger bullpen. And Terry Fox is coming in. Terry Fox. Fox has real good breaking stuff. Bob Schepping, knowing that Moose likes to chase the curveballs away from him, and bringing in Terry Fox, good curveball pitcher. Very good fast one, too. Regan pitched to two batters, allowed a single and a walk. Terry Fox coming in for the 32nd time this year. He was out for a while. From July 20th until August 20th, he did not make an appearance. Terry Fox warms up. We'll pause for station identification.
At 1460 on the radio dial, you're in tune with Quality Modern, WOKO in Albany, New York. Good sound broadcasting for 1961, your Yankee baseball station. The time, 1 minute before 4 p.m.
Terry Fox missed a lot of action because of an inflamed tendon in the elbow of his pitching arm, of course. But since August 20th, he has made four appearances, and this will be the fifth one since he returned to action. He has been one of the pleasant surprises for the Tigers this year. The 26-year-old right-hander, who's a 6-foot, 175-pounder from Midlothian, Illinois, came out of a Milwaukee organization has a record of 4-1. And an earned run average of 1.43 in 44 innings. Got 23, walked 8. So he's pitching to Scarron with two on and nobody out in the seventh. 4-2 New York, right-hander to the stretch. And the pitch, high and inside, ball one. Big motion, pulled a string on him. McAuliffe shortened up at third. Fox again to the stretch. And the pitch. Curveball on the corner. Strike one, one and one. He's got a beautiful curve. One ball, one strike. Ready for the 1-1 delivery. Here it is. Curveball swung on and hit foul upstairs. Strike two, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Cleet Boyer on deck. Here's the 1-2 delivery. Curveball outside, 2-2. Just a little bit too far out for Moose to go after. He had him set up for it. Two balls, two strikes. Bear on second, and Tresh running for Blanchard on first. Cash in behind the runner. Stretched by Terry Fox. And the pitch. Swung on, hit foul. Out of play. The fastball went off to the right of the plate into the upper deck. A 2-2 count. Barra eases off second. Tresh off first. Fox to the stretch and the pitch. Swung on it. Missed. Strike three. Curved him. One away. Third time Moose struck out today. Now coming up is Cleet Boyer. Pops to short and single to left. Pitch to Boyer. Swung on. It's a high fly ball in the left. Colavito getting under it. Waiting. And makes the catch. Runners hold. And now Elston Howard is going to bat for Bill Stafford. Howard batting 349, hitting for Bill Stafford. Two on it. Terry Fox for the stretch and the pitch in there. Strike one, nothing and one. Dick McAuliffe guarding that third baseline very tightly. Fernandez shaded a little over towards second. Howard has a good ground shot between third and short. If he gets his pitch. Outfield straight away. Barra moves off second. Tresh off first. The right-hander to the stretch. And the pitch. It's into the dirt. Blocked nicely. And it was swung at by Howard. Strike two. He swung at a pitch that was into the dirt. He tried to pull back, but he couldn't. He was over-anxious. That ball bounced up there. A two-strike count. Sometimes a fella gets over anxious. No balls, two strikes. Barra on second. Tresh running for Blanchard on first. Two outs. The stretch and the pitch is right in there. Called strike three. Howard caught looking. And Terry Fox came in and really put out the fire. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two men left on at the end of seven innings. New York, four runs, seven hits, no errors, two men left on. The Tigers, two runs, six hits, no errors, and five men left on. Luis Arroyo's coming in from the bullpen. Meantime, you can move into the kitchen and get some crisp refreshers. I hope you remember to take along some six packs of Ballantine beer. You'll refresh with the crisp refreshers. Bill Stafford went seven innings, allowed six hits. Walked two, struck out one. Charged with two runs. Luis Arroyo comes on for the 56th time this year and for the third time in this series. He won the first game. He pitched an inning in the third in relief of Terry yesterday. And now he comes on in the eighth inning in the final game of this series. Elston Howard is back at the plate. Arroyo will have to hit in Blanchard's spot, which is sixth in the order. It'll be Bruton, Kaline, and Colavito. First three men up in the eighth inning. Elsewhere, Boston leads Minnesota 5-0 to end of four. Cleveland, Baltimore scoreless end of 6.5. Time called rain. Chicago beat Washington 5-4. Second game, Chicago leads 1-0. End of an inning and a half. Los Angeles, Kansas City rained out. National League, Cincinnati, Philadelphia 2-2. End of 6.5. Pittsburgh 8. St. Louis 1. End of 5.5. Milwaukee, Chicago 3-3. At the end of 7.5 in the first game. San Francisco, Los Angeles later. Billy Bruton grounded to third, walked, and fouled out to third. Left-hand batter. Luis Arroyo into the windup. Around comes the left arm. In comes the pitch, and it is swung on and lined by second to right center for a base hit. Mantle scoops it up and throws back in to Richardson. And Bruton opens the eighth with a single to center, and here's Al Kaline coming up. Colavito to follow. Swung on, lined in the center for a base hit. And there goes Bruton around second on his way to third. Mantle throws into Richardson. Runners on first and third. Nobody out. Colavito coming up. And Tiger fans now have something to cheer about as Colavito steps up with runners on first and third and nobody out. The stretch by Arroyo. The pitch swung on. Ground ball hit to short. Two back up with it. Over to Richardson. Back to first. Double play. Richardson scores. Grounded into a double play. Two back to Richardson to Scourin as Bruton scored. And it's 4-3. The Yankees' 152nd double play. Now here's Norm Cash to ground to the second. Double to right center and homers. It's 4-3. Two outs. Norm Cash, the Major League's leading hitter, batting .365. Arroyo's delivery. In there, strike one, nothing and one. Louis goes to the windup and the pitch. swung on, hit down the left field line, and it is going foul, out of play. Strike two, nothing and two. Cash is this kind of a hitter. He'll hit to all fields. Green to get something he can pull. He'll do it like he did there in that sixth inning. He really rode it deep into the bleachers. Arroyo goes for the windup and the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. The side's retired. One run. Two hits. No errors. No one left on. At the end of 7.5 innings, New York 4, Detroit 3.
Crisp, a beer must be icily light.
Ooh, icily light.
With true lager flavor, precisely right.
Ooh, precisely right.
Lathery golden,
crystally clear.
The crisp refresher.
Crisp refresher. Valentine's beer.
Pleasure is the purpose of the crisp refresher. Your first swallow and everyone to follow is light and crisp and golden. So pour pleasure. Pour today's Valentine.
Toast, wash your hands, cap your feet, snap your fingers, and ask the man for Valentine.
The crisp refresher.
Valentine beer.
Since 1840.
America's finest.
In the last half of the eighth inning, it'll be the top of the New York order. Bobby Richardson, Tony Kubek, and Roger Maris. Terry Fox doing the pitching. Yankees 4, Tigers 3. Last of the eighth. Richardson struck out, single to right center and single to center. 2 for 3. Jerry Fox into the windup. Around comes the right arm. The pitch is a curve outside. Ball one. The paid attendance today is 55,676. With servicemen, a total of 56,464. Now the 1-0 delivery. Swung on to high fly ball and to short right center. Wood waves everybody away and makes the catch. Bruton and Kaline were moving on. One down. Tony Kubek flying to left, struck out, and flying to center. And it is suddenly getting cloudy here. Fox pitched into the windup. Around comes the right arm. The pitch. Fastball outside. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Now the pitch. It's in there, strike one. The three-game series has drawn a total of 171,503. That's 3. Stadium attendance record for three games. The 1-1 pitch to Tony. Swung on. There's a high fly ball in the center. Billy Bruton is under it and has it. And there are two away. And Roger Maris coming up. Single to center. Grounded to first into a double play and struck out. Hitting 273. Yankees 4, Tigers 3. It's the eighth inning. Terry Fox comes in with the pitch, and it's over. Strike one. Good curve. Now the one strike offering on the way. Swung on and fouled off. Ball hit the mask, I believe, of the plate umpire. Strike two, nothing in two. Two-strike count on Rod. Two outs. Fox goes into the windup. And the pitch. High and away. Ball one. One and two. He wasted that pitch. Trying to set him up. A 1-2 count. Fox two reasons. One is Arroyo often pitches better to right-handers than left-handers. Here's the pitch. And it's ball two. Plus the fact if he gets the pitch, he might pull it for the equalizer. Fernandez is on deck. Now the 2-0 delivery. Inside, ball three. The 3-0 pitch. Strike one. Frame one.
3-1 delivery to McAuliffe. Ball four. He's on. Still outside. McAuliffe draws a walk. Starting the ninth inning. Boyer is vulnerable at third. He has to shorten up. The stretch and the pitch. It's bunted foul to the right of the plate. Strike one. Nothing in one. Fernandez has a look at Phil Cavaretta to see whether the sacrifice is still on or whether he's to be swinging. He's got Boyer way in. McAuliffe leads away. The stretch. And the pitch. And it is bunted foul to the right of the plate. Strike two. Nothing in two. Scarron in the talk to Arroyo. Yankees 4, Tigers 3. It's the ninth inning. Arroyo sets. Here's the pitch. And it's low. Ball two. 2-2. Two balls. Two strikes. Nobody out. McAuliffe on first base. Yankees 4, Tigers 3. Ninth inning. Louis to the stretch. And the pitch. In there, called strike three. Fernandez didn't like it. He curved him. Now Dick Brown comes up. Dick Brown, right-hand batter. To pinch hit. Ralph Halleck out to the mound to talk to Arroyo. So the ball game has suddenly switched around as Arroyo, on a throwing arrow, puts the Tigers in position with runners on second and third and one out, and Bubba Morton, a right-hand batter, coming up to hit for Fox. Jake Wood on deck. And they're going to put him on with first base open.
walk and an error. And set it up. Now you'll have Jake Wood, a right-hand batter, coming up. And Billy Bruton to follow. As the Tigers suddenly, in the ninth inning, get a big life on a throwing error by Arroyo. Now Petoia is going to go in to run for Dick Brown. Petoia goes in to run for Brown. You got McAuliffe on third, Morton on first. One out, and the batter, Jake Wood. Single to left, grounded to short, fly to left, and was out on a bunt. One away. 4-3. The windup. Here's the pitch to Jake Wood. Swung on, high in the left center field. It's in there for a big pitch. Here comes Petoia into the plate. Two runs score. A single to left, scoring McAuliffe and Petoia. Morton going to second, and it's 5-4 in favor of Detroit. Now here's Billy Bruton with Kaline and Colavito to follow. One out, and the pitch outside, ball one. Leads off second. Jake Wood off first, driving in two big runs, 59 for the season. The pitch to Bruton, swung on to high pop. And the infield fly rule is called. Kubek makes the catch. Now Al Kaline. Foul to third, line to left, single to left center, and single to center. 2-4. It's 5-4 in favor of Detroit. Kaline the batter with Colavito to follow. Bubba Morton on second, Jake Wood on first. Kaline hit the first pitch for a single off Arroyo in the eighth. And the delivery. Swung on, grounded toward third. Up with it is Boyer. Throws across the Scarron. The side's retired. The damage is done. As the Tigers jump on Arroyo, taking advantage.
A beer, big can of beer, so crisply refreshing anytime, balanced by.
Not only for Fox, but a turning performance in light of what happened in the ninth. Mantle, who homered in the first inning, struck out twice since, coming up. Barra on deck. Staley throws low stuff. making his 47th appearance. He's hard to hit for the home run because he pitches sinker balls and throws some knucklers once in a while. Frank House goes out to talk to Staley just as he was ready to work. Arroyo is the third scheduled batter. The Detroit Tigers jumping on the opportunity as befits the team that has played the great kind of ball they have all year. Leading now 5-4. Jerry Saley into the windup and the pitch to Mantle. Outside, ball one. The 1-0 pitch to Mick. Swung on, that's a high drive to deep right field. Look out now, Kaline. Just hit his 50th home run of the year into the bleachers, and it's a tie ball game. Now Yogi Berra back, takes the strike. Mickey hit it into the right field bleachers. His second of the game, his 50th of the season. He now ranks number eight among the all-time home run hitters. They pitch to Yogi Berra. Outside, ball one, one and one. So Mantle ties it up as he rocks his second of the game. Works to Mantle and Berra. Mickey rocked his second home of the game, his 50th of the season, into the right field bleachers. Driving in three runs in the game, 118 the season. Berra singles to right. Ronnie Klein is coming in to do the pitching. Ronnie Klein, whom the Tigers acquired from the Los Angeles Angels on a waiver deal in August, and who has, in three starts, won two and lost one. Ron Klein, 6'3", 198-pounder. Last year with the Cardinals. Had a 57-92 lifetime record in the National League. With the Angels, Klein beat the Yankees once 5-3 in a start. He made two appearances against them, one in relief and once as a starter. Started out in the majors with Pittsburgh in 1952 and then was traded to the Cardinals for Tom Cheney and Gino Cimoli in December 1959. Was with the Cardinals last year, and then they sold him to the Angels April 10th of this year. So Ronnie Klein, the right-hander, comes on. Arroyo will bat. Klein throws a good knuckleball, by the way. Dick McAuliffe moves in close looking for the bunt. Cash at first, holding against Yogi. Arroyo bats left-handed. Fly ball, ninth inning. Bear on second, Scarron on first, one out, and Boyer at bat. 5-5, it's the ninth inning. Ronnie Klein to the stretch, and the pitch. Low outside, ball one. Keep in mind that while Yogi can turn it on pretty well, or one of his relatively speaking advanced age, you got great arms in left field and right field in Colavito and Kaline. Now the pitch. Outside, ball two. 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. 5-5. It's the last of the ninth. Ronnie Klein into the stretch and the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike one, and threw a fastball by him. 2-1 the count on Boyer. Boy, this has been a torrid series. Barra leading away from second, Scarron from first. The stretch, here's the pitch. Swung on, the line drive, but right at Al Kaline. He grabs it and a runner's hold. A wicked liner, but right at Kaline. So there are two outs and Elston Howard coming up. Elston Howard, batting for Stafford in the seventh inning, struck out. So with two away, Ellie's up. Fly ball, ninth inning. Ronnie Klein to the stretch and the pitch. Right in there, strike one. Klein sets. Here's the pitch. Swung on. There's a high drive to left. Colavito going back. And the ball is going down. The ball is over. It into the left field stand for a three-run home run, and the ball game is over. He scored Garen and Vera ahead of him, and the Yankees sweep the series 8-5. Howard slamming his 15th home run of the year, and 6 runs batted in.